Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. It's time for a brainstorm. Okay, this is going to seem like a very convoluted story because it is. I'm just going to
Excellent. Those are my favorites.
Dane sent me a video of some guys in Norway. Now, you imagine like the steep coast down to the water. It's like five or six guys, and I'm going to post a link to this in the show notes, and they move a boulder. It's called trundling, but they rock this at least a ton rock out of itself, and it goes crashing down. It's very impressive, all the way down the hill into the water. And it's not a sport. It is extremely dangerous. People die all the time, but it does have a use if you are a climber. Sometimes there's large pieces of rock that are loose and they're like
unsafe.
Yeah. And so you have to get it off of the rock wall.
Yeah.
And there's this outdoor research article because they have rules for trundling, which are these: is your partner or anyone, all caps, below you? If yes, do not trundle. And they end with always yell rock well before trundling.
I'm not sure. Like if I was in Minnehaha, one of our climbing areas around here, in that area, and I heard someone yell rock, if I would respond appropriately. I mean, you yell, everybody would. You'd panic. I wouldn't know where to go.
Would you look up? I mean, I'm not sure. I guess in a situation where people are climbing all the time, but climbers are killed by these things quite often just because they peel off on their own.
Yeah.
Or it's people being stupid like these guys. And I was thinking, God, if there was someone down below that thing, your number's up. But so here's a funny thing. So I was like, well, why do we call it trundling? And
yes,
it turns out, so I keep my computer on top of a double set of Oxford English dictionaries. It's one of those ones where you need a magnifying glass to read the words. I pulled out my OED and looked up trundling. And the definition goes back to 1562.
Really?
Yeah. So a trundle was a small wheel or a roller or a revolving disc. And it also could mean an impulse that causes something to roll or roll upon a surface like a ball or a hoop.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Then I was like, wait, those kids with the hoop and the stick?
Yeah. In the knickers looking happy with their stick.
Yes. That was also called trundling.
Oh.
Early 1600s, they started doing the trundling of the hoop with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And by the 18th or 19th century, they had hoops made out of wood and metal. Apparently, metal was usually given to boys and wood was given to girls.
Whatever, dudes.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Was it too heavy? Was it a roll too? I don't know. It was just like, well, okay, then.
The girls could handle the delicate, fine craftsmanship of a more delicate material appropriately.
That's what I choose to believe.
Yeah,
yeah,
me too.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And what was funny is I had always thought when I thought about this trundling of a hoop that the stick went on the inside and you were like pushing it on the inside. You don't. You run the stick over the top of the hoop.
Oh,
it's like you're hitting it on that top angle. And I'll have a video of people actually doing it.
And you have to run along. So maintain a pace. This is where they've lost me with that sport immediately. The running along next to it.
Yes.
I'm going to throw that out there. You bring it back.
So you'll like this. The youth's best friend. If you're going to be a teacher, here's the things you can do with your children when they're outside. And it said, this is indeed a good sport for little boys, but only in cool weather. Some little boys make themselves very hot, by which they will become ill.
Well, yeah, if you let them eat a whole pie first or something, but...
Or, you know, they're in their wool coat and their wool trousers and they're running around
true.
After this hoop.
Heat exhaustion. Yeah, okay. I love these little rabbit holes that you find. This was a good one. When you're done trundling, don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk or Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.